1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And that music that you're hearing is an indication it's time for Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster here on the Phil Hendry Show. And Colleen Kristen Brewster, of course, the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency in Laguna Beach, California. And if you haven't heard the news, the Dutch Parliament approved a bill on Tuesday to allow euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide. So, Colleen, this is kind of big news, huh?
Is great news for On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, because it means that we can introduce our new travel package. It's a one-way ticket to paradise. Hit it, Craig Taylor. Yes, the Dutch Parliament has approved euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide. And as such, it's a one-way ticket to paradise, everybody. God, I love Eddie Money. And I think you'll love the package that we're putting together for all of you from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Phil, because the Netherlands has reached a compassionate hand to all of us, and that the agony that many families feel cannot be dealt with, so many families who have a loved one that's still hooked up to a machine, the Netherlands has legalized euthanasia. Yeah!
I'm gonna take you on a trip. All right. Excuse me.
You need physician assistance?
No, I don't need any physician assisted suicide right now. Yes, the Netherlands has. Do we have to keep hearing that?
You go ahead, Craig. You can pass. Yeah.
Okay, Colleen, are you in Laguna?
I am. I'm right outside my office still.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so this is a travel package, right?
This is a travel package, Phil, that involves 3 nights and 4 days in the beautiful Netherlands. And it is being put together by On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster because, Phil, seriously, we are very pleased to hear that the Netherlands, which is generally in the forefront of so many social issues, has legalized euthanasia, and that means that you can travel with a loved one who may not be a person who is physically able to continue living pain-free. You can travel with a loved one who perhaps would like to make the choice of the River Styx, as we say, making that choice for Avalon. And for those of you who are not aware, and Phil, you may be, Avalon was the mythic city where people who died went to. It was the mythic land, the Greek people said that that's where all dead souls went to. And for those people, King Arthur, for instance, went to Avalon too. So
it's not just Greece.
No, there's a couple of other countries.
Who go to Avalon?
Yes.
Okay.
And so really what we're saying, Phil, is that bravo to the people in the Holland land. Bravo to the Dutch, land people. Euthanasia's legal. And that kicks off our one-way ticket to paradise.
All right. Well, I know that a lot of this is in good fun, but you are advertising a trip to the Netherlands, and it is around euthanasia, correct?
That is absolutely true, Phil, yes.
Okay, what is this based upon, Colleen? What are your statistics? Why did you decide to have a travel package for families with people who may opt for physician-assisted suicide? Because it seems like, I guess, not the most festive thing to...
Well, Phil, there are an awful lot of families who do suffer from disease, have a member of the family who's suffering from a disease where pain management has got to be too much. And what we wanted to do is to send them to the Netherlands where they, yes, could avail themselves of physician-assisted suicide. Our trip will take them to the beautiful Netherlands Arms Hotel in the Dutch land. Euthanasia, as you know, is legal, Phil. And so you'll fly there. Your relative is immediately euthanized. And then you're able to mourn their passing in the Netherlands Arms Lounge, where you can dance the night away to the sounds of the Louis Napanen Orchestra, and as well as a great many other things, Phil, wooden shoes and all of those wonderful things that make the Netherlands such a great place.
And you say that as soon as you arrive, your relative is Now, before we get into that...
They are euthanized, Phil. Not immediately, but naturally, the reason why you're going over there is to have them euthanized.
And this is an extremely revolutionary... It's a very... I don't know how many people are going to get are going to really be into this. So you get your grandmother or your relative.
It can be anyone. It can be a child. It can be a grandparent.
Okay, well, this is a family member, right?
Yes.
Who needs euthanasia or a physician-assisted suicide. So you get on the plane. Isn't this expensive? Because you're talking about travel expenses.
Well, Phil, it's only one round-trip ticket. That's the only round-trip ticket you need to purchase, because the one who's being euthanized, it's only a one-way ticket. So you only have to purchase a round-trip ticket and one one-way ticket. That's why we call it, one-way ticket to paradise.
Oh, God.
What?
Well, you're going in and you're buying...
It's not expensive compared... It's really inexpensive compared to a prolonged hospital stay.
All right, so you get to the Netherlands... Your relative is euthanized or otherwise has physician-assisted suicide. You're then taken to the Netherland Arms Lounge where you can mourn their passing.
Yeah, you can mourn their passing there.
And there's a band playing, I guess, right?
Yes, and you also feel to get a box of Dutch Master cigars. And also you'll get some tulip bulbs to plant when you get home in memory of the loved one. You spend 3 days and two nights, all for the low, low price of $7,500. And, of course, you get the Colleen Kristen Brewster signature service. Seeing the beauty of the deal is the round-trip ticket, Phil, and the one-way ticket. That's the signature service. And that.
Okay, so you're buying one round-trip ticket.
And one one-way ticket.
Because the person...
Because the other person's going to be euthanized. So that's the beauty of the deal. And you both see Europe. So that's really what we're talking about, and...
Well, it's difficult for me, so...
If you have someone who's always wanted to see Europe, and they're dying of cancer, they can see Europe, die, okay?
Well, all right,
What? Phil, a lot of the things that we do are very different, they are controversial, but it's because we are the people that we are... on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster that we can offer these deals.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Isn't there a sensitivity thing that we're missing here, that there is a family with a family member who is dying and is in such pain they need euthanasia or physician-assisted suicide, and you're frolicking over to Europe?
You know something, Phil? I know that there is a sensitivity issue, and I think we do address it. I think we're sensitive to the financial needs of the family. We do provide for a mourning period.
Well, you said it's in the hotel bar.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I guess some people would think that that's insensitive, but...
Well, I go and I have a couple of drinks, and...
Something to get you started on the road to recovery, yeah.
And then I dance to a band.
Yeah, and it is a terrific... The Louis Napanen Band is one of the top bands in the Dutch Holland. And you know how the Irish have a wake? This is On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster's way of celebrating them out of life and onto Avalon. One-way ticket.
Paradise is death, I guess.
No, Phil, I'm not saying that it's death.
Well, that's what you're alluding to. One-way ticket to paradise means that they're dying.
No, I'm saying they are released from their pain, is all we're saying.
All right, Colleen Kristen Brewster is on the line with us. A controversial new... Can we maybe turn that off for just a second? We'll be right back with you, Colleen. She has a new travel package, one-way ticket to paradise, where you take a loved one who needs either euthanasia or physician-assisted suicide 3 days and four nights in the Netherlands, where they can be euthanized and you can see the Netherlands. You stay at the Netherland Arms Hotel. You apparently get, Dutch shoes or wooden shoes and a box of Dutch Master cigars. And you're helped with the mourning period by going into the lounge. Now, the price of this is $7,500. She says all you have to do is buy one round-trip ticket and one one-way ticket, because you don't need a round-trip ticket for the other person. I think there's some sensitivity issues here. I'm not completely convinced that this is the best way to go, even for those who do believe in euthanasia. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster with On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster on the phone with us. The country of the Netherlands has legalized euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide, and you have a travel package that'll take you and a loved one over there if they need euthanasia. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct, Phil, and I think that it is important for people to understand that this is a terrible decision for families to make, and I think that they do need to make this decision in an atmosphere that is going to afford, I think, some sense of freedom and some sense, a positive sense of moving on. And On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster can afford that. We can take you to the Netherlands. We can give you that feeling of almost a festive feeling.
But why would anybody want to feel festive having a relative euthanized, okay?
Because you have to move on, Phil. And that's really what we are trying to get people to understand. If you need to move on from the physician-assisted suicide of a relative, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is here to help.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So you can travel to the Netherlands, have a relative euthanized, and continue a trip to Europe.
Yes.
And that doesn't sound insensitive.
No, I really don't think it does, Phil. I think it sounds as if those people are moving on with their lives. They're seeing a place they've never seen before. How many people have seen the Netherlands? You can do two things, two important things. You can have that relative euthanized, and you can see The Hague. I think it's something that is unique and people should take advantage of.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kingman, Arizona on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think she's crazy. I think you're very crazy.
No, I'm in business, and I'm in business to have people enjoy themselves.
I wouldn't do that. Why party when your loved one dies? That's kind
of annoying. No, you're partying after they die, and you're moving on.
I think it's time for mourning. I don't think it's time for party.
Well, okay, then you don't have to buy the package. It's your loss. Have you ever been to Europe?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, see, that sounds like the kind of life that just isn't very adventurous. I've had an adventurous life. I've been places. I've done things. I just don't sit at home.
Well,
and even if it's an opportunity for you to enjoy yourself by going off, euthanizing a relative, who needs to be euthanized? Do you?
No, none of my family. My mother's passed away.
Does anybody in your family need euthanasia or physician-assisted suicide?
No.
How about you?
No.
You're not in any pain?
I'm in good health.
Well, you're killing me.
Well, you're
killing
me.
I'm kidding. You can fly to the Netherlands. You can see some windmills, some blonde women in wooden shoes, the white light at the end of the tunnel, all of it.
Why would I want to do something like this? That's
because
stupid.
If you have a relative, have I answered your question? If you have a relative that needs it, you can take them there.
Well, I figure...
God damn it!
All right.
I figure God.
Wait.
What?
Why are you saying that?
Well, how stupid is she?
Not as stupid as you.
Oh, I'm stupid? I'm making money. What are you doing?
I make money.
Doing what? In
Kenya? That's my business, not yours.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think you have a business. I think you're at home. I think you're looking at the satellite dish that your old man put in. That's it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I've got a pretty damn good life.
All right. What are we doing here? We're arguing. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. Jesus.
Well, good Christ. What is?
Watch your language, please.
Phil, I'm really sorry, but how hard is it to understand?
Well, you're asking people to take their relative who needs euthanasia on a whirlwind tour of the Netherlands, only they're not going to have it.
Phil, they are the ones that are in pain. They need something that the United States of America heretofore has made illegal.
All right, I understand that. Physician-assisted suicide is illegal in the United States.
Selfishly, it's illegal. But the great country of the Netherlands has made it available. Now, why not make it available for our relatives here in the United States?
Well, it's not unheard of for Americans to travel abroad and seek medical treatment that is not available in the United States. What is slightly unheard of is to take your relative abroad to have them euthanized, and then you go and see the Netherlands, which I have to be honest with you.
You know something, Phil, you're talking for yourself, and you're really not talking for families who have this kind of tragedy.
Okay, well, that may be, but I have to be honest with you. I have never had the burning desire to see Holland, okay?
Well, that's you.
Well, that may be me.
We dispose of the sick individual, the state disposes of the sick individual on the very day that you arrive, so that your relative is euthanized.
Yes, I got that.
And you can dance the night away in the wooden shoes. you get into the feeling of the Holland Land, and you can feel good about yourself, too, having done something, I think, very, very Christian and merciful for your relative.
All right, well, Colleen Kristen Brewster has joined us from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a travel agency. They will travel to, their travel package will take you to the Netherlands where you can have a relative legally euthanized, and then you can go and see the windmills. Jesus. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, I think it's really selfish of you that you put it down when you don't understand.
Well, I don't know.
If it's nothing that you would do, it's nothing that you would do. But I don't think you have the right to put it down and comment on it. Millions of Americans are in pain. They need euthanasia.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, Phil.
Yes, sir.
This has got to be a gag. Tell me this is a joke or some
let
sort
me
of
ask you. Let me ask you something, Colleen. Is this thing you're really offering?
I'll give our phone number out right now.
So you're really offering this?
Absolutely. Because we happen to believe, in people's rights to end their own life if they so choose.
You're not talking about somebody ending their own life. You're talking about ending a life because it's convenient, because it's
no,
for somebody else. And you are talking about one of the sickest celebrations of this. To go to a foreign nation and celebrate this in a bar? Lady, you are sick.
I want you to be specific as to why it's sick. You're taking your relative over there who's in pain. They are euthanized upon arrival. Yes, you are.
And celebrate in a bar.
I didn't say celebrate. I said grieve. I said you are bereaved. And
okay, so you're depressed in the bar.
The Netherlands Arms Hotel offers their lounge, yes.
Do you have anyone in your family? This is a gag because...
I'm going to call your office.
This is sanctioned murder.
That's absolutely...
No, it is not. No, it is not. It's legal in the Netherlands. Ha-ha, it's legal in the Netherlands.
Right, and a U.S. Supreme Court once declared men to be property. That does not make it right.
Men or women?
Take your pick.
Well, then you don't know your history very well. And I'm only 28 and I didn't go to college, and you're dumber than me.
Right, of course. I'm celebrating my relatives' lives.
You know,
and I work and live with people who are well into their 70s and 80s, and they are celebrating life.
Do you have anybody in your family who is sick?
You are sick.
Do you have anyone in your family who is in pain right now? Well, do you?
Okay, I guess he hung up. Here is, the point being what?
The point being that I don't think you should knock it until you've tried it.
Oh, I see. Don't knock it till you've tried it. Oh, man.
And that's mocking laughter, or is that genuine laughter?
Don't knock. Okay, I guess I'm going to have to go gas somebody over there and find out how much fun it is. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, could you turn your radio down, please?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Colleen?
Yeah.
I think life is a celebration. I don't think death is a celebration. I think that even with people who are sick and who are in pain, I think they should be given the choice to be able to live. I don't think that death should be an option.
You know what?
If everyone had the choice to die in pain, then everyone would have just killed themselves already.
Well, you know what? I just had an old man jumping for joy. We offered him our one-way ticket to paradise package. His wife is very ill. He wants to end her suffering, and he has also had a lifelong thirst to see the Netherlands.
But what are you going to teach people? Are you going to teach people to just give up? I don't understand.
No, I'm saying that if your wife or your husband or your little brother or little sister is in such pain or is in agony or the medical bills are really high, you know, a lot of these families can't afford these medical bills.
I understand.
So why not go ahead and pull the plug?
Why pull the plug?
All right, hold the line, please. Hold the line for just a second. 1-800 what? Pull the plug. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. If you're interested in getting the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD or vinyl picture disc, that's right. We got vinyl, baby, and we've got a picture disc that contains all of the best of material for the year 2000 on it. You can call 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445. Don't miss that number, 877-616-7445. $20 for the CD, $40 for the picture disc vinyl, a rare collector's item that we will sign for you. And let's see what else. And all the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Since the beginning of our campaign, we've raised $32,618, thanks to you, for my friend's place. Colleen Kristen Brewster has joined us from Laguna Beach, California. This is Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. She's talking about a new travel package that On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is offering. The Netherlands has legalized euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide, so you're basically taking people over there and you're offering to have them euthanized, right?
Well, we are offering the trip for relatives to...
Yeah, the relatives can go over and see Amsterdam, okay?
Phil, do you know what's legal in Amsterdam? Hashish, prostitution, it's a very, very exotic city. You know, and it's a place I think people can... If you really need to get over the death of a loved one, I don't think there's a better way of doing that than, yes, smoking some hash and availing yourself of a prostitute. When a relative dies, I know that I want to have sex, take drugs, and really begin to see my options in life.
All right, let me go back to the lady who was hanging on in Los Angeles. She's still there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that, in my opinion,
do you know that hash is legal?
Away, I was not ready to go into a lounge, drink some champagne, dance to a bar, and get high off hash.
When?
I just think it's ridiculous, and I think it's a mockery, and it's disrespectful.
What, did your mother die or something?
No, my grandfather passed.
Okay, well, when he died, didn't you want to hold tight to life?
No, when my grandfather died, I wanted to celebrate his life. I didn't want to celebrate my own.
Okay, then you can go and have a cocktail and smoke hash.
For what? To celebrate his passing away?
Yes, exactly. Now, your grandfather could have been flown to the Netherlands. You could have had him euthanized even before you got into the hotel.
No, I could not have.
Saying that's the option. That's the option.
Would you like to know why?
Why?
That shouldn't be an option. My grandfather passed in his time. I believe suicide is a mockery. I don't think it's right.
But you could have had him euthanized, and then you could have gone off to see windmills.
Listen, Colleen, I believe that everyone has their own time to pass. Should a 2-year-old get cancer, then that's her time. Should a 7-year-old live till he's 70, then that's his time. I don't think that people
should... Or should he get gassed stepping out of a taxi cab? That's his time.
So
and
you're
that's
telling
how I'm
me
wait a minute.
If my
what do you
family
mean?
Member is in pain, that I should fly over to the Netherlands and smoke some hash?
Yes. You finally said it. If a family member's in pain, fly to the Netherlands and smoke hash.
It's ridiculous.
Well, that sounds idiotic.
It really does sound idiotic.
Will you turn that music off?
Well, that's part of our On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster package, and we really think that the people of the Holland Land are very forward-thinking.
All right,
you know
ma'am.
What I think, Colleen? I think you're just trying. I think you're just trying to make some money off of these people. I think you see people in pain, and you just try to make money off of them. And I think it's ridiculous.
Turn it off.
I think you're sick.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm really, really successful. I'm also really cute, and I don't know. Maybe you're jealous.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something,
Yeah, you know
Colleen.
Something? I really think you are.
Wait a minute. How did that...
I don't have to get into all of the jealousy. All you just have to tell you I'm 19 years old. I'm beautiful. I'm thin. I model.
Are you
that
thin?
That has nothing... Yes, and that has nothing whatsoever to do with you helping people kill themselves.
You know something?
You are
I'm a size 4.
Assisting suicide.
Okay, you know what? I'm a size 4. Okay.
Oh my God. I really don't care to know.
Well, you just said you're thin. I'm really, really cute. I'm a size 4.
That's
and
fine.
My boyfriend works at a hotel
in
Mexico.
You're dumb. You have no sense of thought. You have no sense of sensitivity. All you're trying to do is make money off of these people who are in pain.
No, what we're trying to say is, look, if you want to gas, I shouldn't say gas.
Would you quit using the term gas?
All right, if you want to dispose of or euthanize an old person, You can do it so that
they... Who would want to dispose of anyone?
Well, don't you want to make sure that that's done before you go off and see Amsterdam?
No, I would not want to kill a relative and then go off and go sightseeing.
A lot of people do.
Well, let them. Are sick like you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for your call. Okay,
thank
I appreciate
you.
Your thoughts. A lot of people just cannot compartmentalize, Colleen. Okay.
Well, that's what we're talking about, Phil. Compartmentalizing your depression and your feelings of loneliness and your grief, and compartmentalize that over here, and still enjoy going off and seeing all of the wonders of the tulip fields and the dikes.
I just don't have any burning desire to see, Holland. Here is Tamarack, Florida on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I'm outraged. I cannot believe that.
You know what?
Somebody...
I'm really successful, and I have a lot of people who really, really enjoy my business.
Let me tell you something. Are you married?
Do you know what it is?
Do you have a father? Do you have a mother? Do you come from another planet?
My parents are
going
to die.
Do you have no heart, no feelings?
You know what?
My husband has cancer.
Does he really?
It's very sad. It's very sad when you have a loved one.
Do you want to take advantage of the package? You can take...
Oh, my God.
What?
Did you hear what this lady just said?
I can't.
Look, I'll give you 25% off to Netherlands. Your husband only has to buy a one-way ticket because...
Come on, will you?
No! I am so insulted. How can you even...
I'm offering you 25% off the...
Okay, that does it.
You know...
I apologize, ma'am. I'm very sorry. She was... Put her back on the line. Colleen?
Did you hang up on me?
Yes, I did. How dare you? This lady just said her husband has cancer.
Oh, and 25% off on a ticket...
He goes to treatment once a week. He does radiation. And we're going through this. I'm five months pregnant right now.
Have a 25% nearly...
And I can't believe... I can't believe it's... You know, somebody's even considering...
You know something? You are really sick, Colleen.
We have a nearly dead discount.
Okay, that's it. She's gone. I've hung up on her.
Oh, how horrible. I'm
so very sorry, ma'am.
You shouldn't have people like that on. It's really upsetting.
I'm sure that your husband is going to improve. And,
yes, I'm holding his hand right now.
Yeah.
And, you know...
I don't know what else to say.
I'm very sorry, dear.
Have you ever been to the Netherlands?
Get rid of her! God!
Excuse me?
No, it's nothing. It was the woman came back on the line. Listen, it's a new day tomorrow.
Hello?
And, yes, I'm right here, dear.
Okay.
And, we really wish the very best for your family.
Okay.
Sorry, my producer's the one who booked that guest. I had nothing to do with that, and I,
Okay, I hope everything is all right.
Is he being treated now? He's in radiation and chemo, too?
Yes. Really? We go every Tuesday. And
good for you.
I'm 5 months pregnant, and I go and I see my doctor. He sits his doctor. And, we're making it. It's really sad when you hear somebody, take life for granted like that and just talk like that. And it's just,
Well, they legalized
it. I'm very upset, dear.
They legalized it in the Netherlands, and so she's some sick, twisted travel agent,
Yeah.
You're gonna do.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate for you, hearing me.
Well, honey, I'm a Buddhist, and so I chant.
Oh.
My prayers I chant every night. So I will definitely think of you tonight when I pray. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Phil. You have a good night.
Okay, dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks a lot, Schaefer. Thanks very much. What does she want?
She's supposed to look on the bright side.
Okay. Well, I'll say some prayers tonight for her and her husband. Thanks a lot, Schaefer. What are you going to tell me next? Gore's president? This is the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show here. Boy, that just about takes the cake, doesn't it, with Colleen there and that poor lady in Florida. We know everything's going to, you know, that life ultimately is a victory. That's my belief. At least that's what my religion teaches me. I don't know about anybody else, that life is ultimately a victory and that you, your whole purpose for being here is to be happy. Now, some, I don't know about anybody else's, and I'm not here. See, one of the things I don't beat up people's religion. You want to be a Christian? Go ahead. I don't care. You want to be anything you want to be, it's fine. Great. So long as you're not, you know, you've heard it many times, I'll say it again. So you're not going to, you know, burn a cross in somebody's front yard if you don't mind. I think that'd be really cool. You can be anything you want to be. I don't know why it has to be that what you want to be, I got to be too, but that's where we get into problems, you know. And they don't get it. People just don't freaking get it. Look at, I got freedom of religion. I know you have freedom of religion. I didn't say that you didn't have freedom of religion. When did I ever say that you don't have freedom of religion? Well, you won't let me take a dump in your front yard. Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd rather you not do that. Well, okay, you're keeping my religion from being free. Wait a second. Other than that, do whatever you want to do. Oh, you're anti-Christian. No, I'm not. I'm not anti-Christian. It's a good religion. And Muslim, and I say Muslim and Judaism, I don't know much about those religions. But they've been around a long time, and I know they enrich people's lives. They on some level, I know that they further people on their path in life. I'm just telling you, please don't take a crap in my yard. Well, you must be anti-Christian. And I'm not taking a crap in your yard. I'm enhancing your life. Well, would you mind if I make that decision? Well, no, you can't. Why not? Well, because you can't. You're not capable. I'm the Christian. You're not. So, oh, come on, man. You're making all those Christians look bad every time you open your mouth and you do that stuff. That's why I'm no longer a Christian. Well, everyone's a Christian till death. I love that. I had a Jewish girlfriend once who said to me, oh, you were born Catholic? I said, yeah, you'll be Catholic when you die. I said, why? She said, well, you, all you people, man, all you Christians, all you Catholics, you're that way till the day you freaking croak, and I don't care what you say about it. Well, yeah, I said, well, you know what? You're right. Okay, you're right. I'm not going to argue with anybody. You're right. Once a Catholic, always a freaking Catholic. I was at Mass on Sunday, went with the kids and Maria. But down through the years, I did my own thing. I read up on different religions. I got involved in different things. And I have my own way of relating to whatever it is you want to call God. That's my thing. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I do believe in God. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again because I think it's worth repeating. Atheists are the funniest thing in the world to me because other people have just got, you know, they got their feelings hurt. I don't want to say who, but we're very familiar with a family in our life right now. Who the father of the family died in an automobile accident, and the eldest son is now an atheist. And I said to my wife, why? She says, because he's hurt, because his father's dead, and he doesn't want to believe in God. I said, well, there you go. That's an atheist, you know. God didn't do what they wanted him to do, so they're pissed off. Like, God gives a crap. I don't believe in you anymore. Well, okay, what do you want me to do, okay? There's all kinds of people hate my guts. Might as well put you on the list, number 8,558,000,000. I hate God list. I'm an atheist. Boy, there's an original thought. Yeah, okay, great. You want to know why you're an atheist? Because you got your little feelings hurt when you were a kid. Because way, way back when a puppy died, or a father died, or a mother got run over by a milk truck, or you got your leg cut off in a farming accident or something, and you couldn't dial 911. Hey, use your hands, pal, not your toes, all right? Remember that kid up in North Dakota? He didn't even have any arms. He dialed 911 with a pencil in his mouth. Well, I lost my leg in a combine accident. Well, dial a thing with... Oh, you mean I could use my finger? Yeah, what are you trying to dial it with your toe for? I didn't have a leg. Well, you don't dial it with your foot. Oh, okay. So you're an atheist. Okay, so you don't believe in God. Oh, and that's a real news flash. That's an original one. I'm an atheist because, you know, God just... Look at all the suffering. What suffering? I don't see any. You can't see the suffering? No, you know what? I choose to see all the good stuff. Right now, I'm having a cup of coffee. I'm sitting here with my friends. I'm going to go home and, you know, have dinner with my wife and kids, and I'm going to watch some TV. I don't see no suffering. Well, then you just have your eyes closed to the world. No, you want to know what it is? I have bellied up to more suffering in my life. I've taken a bite out of this world just as heavy as anybody else, okay? If you don't mind, I might like to have just a couple of laughs from now on out. You just don't see all of the pain and the suffering and the I got my up to my nose in pain and suffering. All I want to do now is have a couple of kicks. I have decided that the remaining years of my life, I'm 48 right now. Let's see, I got another, what do you figure, 60 more years to live? So therefore, I've decided that I'm going to devote the rest of the years of my life to having a couple of kicks. Because all the bull crap, I've already seen it. And you know what? I'm sure there's more to come. But I don't have to go looking for it. And I don't have to go concentrating on it and sitting there and brooding over it. And if I want to believe in God, that's my business. I happen to believe in God. Does that make me a Bible-thumping freaking Christian? Well, probably in the minds of a lot of dumbasses who call themselves atheists, it does. Hey, you do whatever you need to do, all right? Because I say I believe in God, that automatically makes me a Bible thumper. Hey, you got some childhood hang-up, man? Maybe the principal or the nun beat your ass red with a rope on her belt? Remember those nuns walking around with the knotted-up ropes? Maybe the priest felt you up when he shouldn't have. I don't know what happened to you, okay? So you don't believe in God, and anybody that doesn't believe in God is some Bible-thumping Christian. Hey, you're the guy with the hang-up, not me. Why am I on this anyway? Oh, I feel guilty about that lady in Florida. That's right. Okay, well, so I'm going to just start talking about how I'm worthy of heaven because of what we just did to that family in Florida. I'm just kind of putting my pitch into God right now. You know, if I die tonight, I'm really not such a, well, all right, bad guy. Was I supposed to start the music? Oh, man, it's late for our flashback. Well, we can still listen to this crappy Robin Trower song. We were going to play our flashback, weren't we? Did you have two or one tonight? Two? Do you have a short one? No? So we have to listen to this crap can Robin Trower song. Okay. Forget our number to order up our CD or album, 877-616-7445. And that's for the CD or the picture disc vinyl. And all the proceeds go to my friend's place, okay?
Find those real good friends.